Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Since this is LWML Sunday, we have some information in our sermon about the LWML and also a different scripture reading. And the scripture reading that it's based on comes from Psalm 62, verses 1 through 8. You can find that if you'd like to read along with it as I read it. It's in the Psalms in the front of your hymnal, Psalm 62, should you care to read along with me as I read it. Psalm 62, verses 1 through 8. For God alone my soul waits in silence. From Him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. How long will all of you attack a man to batter him? Like a leaning wall, a tottering fence. They only plan to thrust him down from his high position. They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse. Selah. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence. For my hope is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rest my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. This is a psalm of King David, written, we're pretty sure, at a time when his son Absalom was trying to overthrow him. David was an older man, and one of his beloved sons, was trying to have him killed so he could take over his throne. This sermon was written in most part by Reverend Ken Hennings, the LCMS Texas District President, and I adapted it for today, and for your good information, I shortened it quite a bit. King David was familiar with the insecurity of his world. David wrote Psalm 62, sharing his own uncertainty. He was under a serious attack from an enemy who wanted to overthrow him as king. There are hints in Psalm 62 that David is an older man when he wrote this psalm. He uses the phrase, like a leaning wall or a tottering fence, to describe himself. One does not build a wall to be leaning or a fence to be tottering. But after time, this could happen to a wall or a fence. Some Bible scholars believe that this psalm might be a reference to the revolt by Absalom, David's son, when David was an older man. The Bible tells us that Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. He hung around the gates of the city, and after talking himself up, kissing up, we might say, to the men of Israel for 4 years, he gathered his supporters at Hebron and declared himself king. And when this news came to King David, David had to flee Jerusalem quickly. And if it weren't for God's Spirit moving Absalom to accept bad advice, to not immediately pursue King David, David might not have survived this attack. But whatever situation David was in when he wrote this psalm, he shares with us his strong response to threat and uncertainty. This psalm proclaims David's strong faith And it proclaims where we find rest and peace when we are confronted with the threats and uncertainties of our world, whether it's enemies, or whether it's medical problems, or whether it's financial problems, or whether it's mental problems or emotional problems. Our rest and peace are found in God alone. On the cross, Jesus took what would crush you and died in your place. The only place you can find lasting rest in this turbulent world is in the one who conquered death and gives you life. Through the living word, you receive rest. David does not use the usual Hebrew word for rest, which means a physical and emotional rest. He uses a less familiar Hebrew word that is translated silent or silence, as it is used in the ESV translation. This Hebrew word goes beyond physical and emotional rest. It invites us to stand in the presence of the Almighty God, not saying anything and not bringing anything, but in silence, we receive the peace that God, our rock and salvation, gives us no matter what is happening around us. As we ponder what David has written, words of Jesus might come into mind when he said in John 8, that the devil is the father of lies. The devil desires us to fall down from our place of honor as children of God. He will challenge us to doubt God's forgiveness and love for us. We are in a spiritual battle against a mighty foe, but because of who God is and his commitment to us, we say with David, "For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I will not be shaken." Our arch enemy, the devil, would like for us to prove to God that we really deserve his love and forgiveness because of what we've done. Say that to you again. Our arch enemy, the devil, would like for us to prove to God that we really deserve his love and forgiveness because of what we've done. This temptation is never ending. Even within the church, this temptation comes. But there is no rest in this approach to God. We're constantly wondering whether we have done enough. And certainly we can never do enough. God invites us into his presence to stand in silence and receive from him his love based on his actions, what he has done for us in Christ. In Jesus, we stand before the Father in silence. We have nothing to say. Jesus speaks for us. We merely receive salvation from him. We receive life in abundance from him. In Jesus, we stand before the Father with clean consciences, purged from the guilt of sin with the blood of the perfect Lamb of God. David lived in uncertainty, and so do we, dear ones. The world is a mess now, like it was then, maybe even worse. The devil is a liar, just like he was then, and a copycat. Our sinful flesh is corrupted, just as David's flesh was corrupted. But David received from God a certain physical and emotional rest, and he also received a silence, a rest that nothing in this world of insecurity could take away from him. We have this same assurance as we live in this uncertain age. It is the gift we can stand on because our God is our rock and our salvation. The one who loves us and sent his Son to redeem us, thereby restoring the right relationship with God. Let us say daily, my soul finds silence and peace in God alone. Say it with me. My soul finds silence and peace in God alone. One more time. My soul finds silence and peace in God alone. And so many congregations in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod are celebrating and thanking God for the ministry of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League. For 76 years, the LWML has been supporting mission work nationally and internationally. The women truly are Lutheran women in mission, and they are also women of encouragement. The LWML hasn't just been collecting pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters in their mite boxes. They have also been encouraging men and women in their faith walk to find rest in God alone. Over the 76 years of ministry, the LWML has lived through major challenges in our world and country. Even in their own organization, they've had problems. Through all of the challenges and uncertainties, the LWML has placed their trust in God and have looked to Him for direction. Lives have been touched through their work, and people have received true rest that comes from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us be encouraged this morning as we ponder, as we consider the ladies and their work in the LWML. Let us be encouraged in our own witness by the witness of the LWML. There are people all around us that struggle with insecurity in this fast-changing world. But dear ones, we have true rest to offer them. In a God who loves them and gave His Son for them, let's live in this rest and share it with others. Rest in God is a wonderful thing that comes from the forgiveness of sins in Christ. For you see, where there is forgiveness of sins, there's life and salvation. The youth confirmands know those words. They've heard them many times, and they're going to hear them many more times before November the 4th. Where there's forgiveness of sins, there's life and salvation. Forgiveness of sins is the only place in God's world for us sinners to find rest and peace in Christ. Forgiveness of sins, dear ones, it's a wonderful thing. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.